All right, we got a lot to do. Good to see everyone. Let's begin. All right, we have in this shot, I want to begin with Chiddush, and that is that yesterday we had the din of Nifritzu, right? Yesterday we had the din of Nifritzu Olav. What's the din of Nifritzu Olav? What's the din of Nifritzu Olav? What's the din? What do we say in the Mishnah? Nifritzu Olav is possible, correct? So Nifritzu Olav is possible. Jacob and Sketty, you got your Gemara? Nifritzu Olav is possible. So we had a Machlokes Rashi Tosis. Rashi, the way Tosis presented it is that the stalk, the branches are completely detached from the spine. Yes? Tosis said they're not completely detached from the spine. And Tosis was Cholik and Rashi and said that they're not completely detached from the spine. The very end of Shir, we tried to save Rashi and tried to say that Rashi did not mean they're completely detached. They just happen to be what? They're not Samud. They're not actually clinging exactly to the spine. Now, I want to just point out the Rambam, but I have Akasha, the Rav had Akasha, we don't have a Teretz, but I want you to point out, I want you to get the Rambam. We begin this year with the Rambam, Nifritzu Olav, the Rambam Perek, Zayin Halacha Aleph, Nichos Luluv, points out the following Lashon, read it to you outside. Kapos Tmarim Hamuris Betorah Hein Charayos Sheldekel. They're palm branches. Kishi Yitzmachu, when they sprout, Konim Shizbardu Olin, when they sprout before the trees separate, before the leaves separate, the glass Shalahen, Lakan Lakan. Let's come on, Sharvit. What's a Sharvit? Like a rod, like a scepter. Vua Nikra Luluv. So basically, how does the Rambam describe a Luluv? Basically, the Rambam describes a Luluv that the Luluv is the category in the Torah where the Hashem wanted you to shake on Sukkos where it's not spread out. If the blades of grass, Dani, are spread out, it seems from the Rambam that that's not called Kapos Tmarim. That's not a Chefs of Luluv. Simplest reading of this Rambam is if you have Nifritzu Olav, that's Nishkin Luluv. Nishkin in Yiddish is not a Luluv. So therefore, please get it down, Matthew. Comes out Nifritzu Olav, according to the Rambam, the Rav says it's not a Chefs of Luluv. So therefore, Lamaisa should be Pusel all Shiva. Please get this down. And the bottom line is that the Rambam in Perek Ches Alachates we learned yesterday said that Luluv should Nifritzu Olav is only Pusel on Yom Rishon. Visarachim. The Rav left that as a Kasha. But I want you to get it down in your notes. The way the Rambam formulates the din of Nifritzu Olav is it's not Shem Luluv. It's not called the Chefs of Luluv. So it's not called the Chefs of Luluv. The Yehuda, please get this down. Then it should be puzzle when? You have a pen, it should be puzzle not just the first day, all 7 days. And the Rambam, Perchetz Halacha what? Halacha Tes describes that it's only puzzle when? On the first day. So it's a Stira Lechur in the Rambam. Okay, the Rav pointed out Sarachim. So that's how we begin share with that third sheet of Nifritzu Olav. Again, please, Donnie, get it down. Nifritzu Olav is that what? When the leaves, according to Rashi, are completely separated from the spine. We fixed it up yesterday. It means that they're not completely detached, but they're what? They're not close to it. Tosfos said they're just split open. However, the Rambam seems to present that if the Nifritzu Olav, if the leaves are what? Are spread out everywhere, that's not the shame Lulav that the Torah mandates. And therefore, according to that, it should be possible all Shiva. The problem is the Rambam writes that what? Nifritzu Olav was only possible the first day. Okay, fine. That's the Shittas what? That's the Shittas Rambam. Lamaisa, that I wanted you to what? That I wanted you to get. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, yeah, very quickly, Matthew, go ahead.
Couldn't we clear up that stira, say it's clearly not a stira? Because the Rambam knew what he wrote in. Like, it's other steers where there's different in okay. Plan, but here he's clearly saying that what we're saying is not Nifritulav is not Shem Lulav. He obviously holds that Nifritulav is Shem Lulav.
All right, that's the difficulty. I'm just saying you pick the two Rambams together, you got to be honest. So it seems like they don't jive, okay? They don't jive. The way the Rambam presents it, he says that they're not considered to be Kapos Tmarim. Kapos Tmarim is that it's considered to be what? Before they separate, before they sprout up, that's the sharvit, that's a luluv, okay? And therefore, if they're spread out, the Rambam says it's not a luluv. Okay, so that's the pshat l'mais and the shittas Rambam, okay? That's number one. Okay, let's begin now. I want you to get this. The Gemara says the following. Kaposik v'tani, okay? Kaposik v'tani, we just did the whole shtickle there in the Rambam, the Rambam l'mais, okay? Again, I'll quickly say it over. The Rambam, Nifritzu Olav, we said Rashi, where the branches were detached. Tosfos said what? They weren't detached completely. They were split. At the end of Shir yesterday, we said, according to Rashi, also you have to say, the Ran said they're not completely split. They're just not close together. You look in the Rambam writes, the Rambam seems to say that they're not called a Lulav at all. If the leaves are spread, it's not called kapas tamarim. So according to that, it's not a chefs of a luluf. So it should be pasul all 7 days. But the Rambam we learned yesterday, Pirachet Salakates, said it's only pasul the first day. Steer in the Rambam. So let's get that down. That's the first mahalach we mentioned. Steer in the Rambam. Nifritzu Adam. Okay, we got to be bismah. We just missed steer in the Rambam. Lamaisi, Izzy. The Rambam is a new pshat about Nifritzu Adam. It's not called the Shem Lulu. It's not called the Shem Lulu. It should be pasul all 7 days. But the Rambam said in Pirachet Halachates, it's only pasul the first day. So that's a steer in the Rambam. Yes, Yonatan.
Is it possible to say that since the first day it's been right, so there's a special hiddur they're supposed to have? It's supposed to
But if you say it's not a shame lulu, you don't even get involved in that. We're going to get into the hudder. We're going to get into it. But here it's a different vor. No, but it's not according to the Rambam the way Rav's saying it. It's not called lulu. It's not psak that it's hudder. That's a different mahalach, Lamaisa. We'll see, Lamaisa. We'll get to that today. So there's a difficulty in the Rambam. Okay, let's go. Yes, Avram.
According to
what did you say, according to who? What do you mean according to Tosis? They're much different. The din is the difference.
Yeah, I know.
Nifridu Olav is completely different.
Nifridu is kosher. So what's the...
What do you mean?
Nifridu is...
They're Mechubar and Meshedra, just on the top, we said. Remember we said that, we said the picture yesterday, right? The completely different cases. One is kosher, one is puzzle.
Yeah, so Tosis would you say they're more detached?
According to Shita Sataisis, Nifritzu Olav is the case in the Gemara, in Mishnah is that it's Pasul. Nifritzu Olav is that it's Pasul. Right? Nifritzu Olav is a completely different din. And therefore it's Kshayra. Okay, the question is, how split is it? How split is it? That's the difference. Okay? So according to what? If they're tzomit together, Nifritzu Olav is what? Nifritzu Olav is Pasul because they're spread out according to us. Nifritzu Olav, they're not spread out. Right? That's what I got to say? Okay, fine. All right, let's continue now in the Gemara. Okay? Let's continue now in this Mahalach in the Gemara, Lamaisa, in the following. Let's get it down. Okay, we got this? Let's get this. Ariel, please. What does it say? Kaposik Vitani, Benny. You got your Gemara there? Kaposik Vitani. What does the Gemara say in the beginning of the Gemara? Kaposik Vitani lo shno biyontav rishon, lo shno biyontav sheni. Yes? There is no difference between Yontav Rishon and Yontav Sheni. Why is there no difference? Why is there no difference, guys? Because the Mishnah does not what? Mishnah doesn't mention it. Doesn't differentiate. Correct. And the Gemara says, well, plug it in. Yavesh is okay that it passes on both days because you need Hadar. Hadar you need throughout all of what? Throughout all of Sukkot. Okay? Now, I want you to get this down. Let's get this. We've got a lot to do. How do we view Yontav Sheni? Please get it. Do you view Yontav Sheni subsumed under Yontav Rishon, or is Yontav Sheni Shar Yavin? How do you view Yontav Sheni? This is 2 days in the Ritva that I gave you explicitly. It's Mamish 2 sheetas in the Ritva. How you view what? How you view Yontav Sheni? And the Emerson, it's a Machloikis Meiri in the Rambam. So it's 2 days in the Ritva and the Meiri in the Rambam. The Meiri writes that when it says Yontav Sheni, it doesn't mean Yontav Sheni. Okay? What does it mean? Yontav Sheni is for sure Yontav Rishon. You treat all the dinim of Yontav Rishon to Yontav Sheni because it's a suffix. Maybe you have to observe Yontav Sheni. So there's no difference between Yontav Rishon what? There's no difference between Yontav Rishon and Yontav Sheni. Shar Yomim is called Yontav Sheni regarding this din. Okay? So get down. According to the Rambam and 1 day in the Ritva, okay? According to 1 day in the Ritva, I'll give you exact what?
The
Meiri. The Meiri, and 1 day in the Ritva, okay? 1 day in the Ritva says, Beferish, Halacha Lamaisa, this the Ritva quotes 2 days, okay? The Meiri, we're going to see the Meiri says, Beferish, that Yontav Sheni is like Yontav Rishon, okay? Yontav Sheni is like Yontav Rishon, okay? That's the din, Halacha Lamaisa, okay? That's the din, Halacha Lamaisa. So we have the 1 day in the Ritva, the first day in the Ritva, and the Meiri that say Yontav Sheni has all the dinim of Yontav Rishon. Comes along the Rambam in Pirachet Halachates and he says no, Yontav Sheni is like the other days of Yontav. Yontav Sheni is like the other days of Yontav, and the Rav develops very beautifully the Rambam Lishitasa. I want you to get this. He wants to say the Rambam Perik Vav and Yontav Halacha Yud Dalit and Tefav, which I gave you. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif describes what is Yontif Sheni all about, Pini. And what does he say Yontif Sheni is all about? It's not a suffix. It's a takana, it's a minig, and it's a vadai. According to the Rambam, Yontif Sheni is observed as a Torah's vadai. And therefore, no Tanai works over there. You cannot make a Tanai in Erev Tavshilin. You cannot make a Tanai in Erev Tavshilin. Yontif Sheni is a separate din. It doesn't merge into what? It doesn't merge in the first day of Yontif. And Lulav Bizman Hazeh is considered to be what? It's considered to be, we observe it mitam what? Why do we shake it Bizman Hazeh? But all the days? Because of Takana B'Yochim and Zakeh Zeichel L'Mikdash. So there are two possibilities you could what? There's two possibilities you could shake a Lulav and Yontif Sheni for. What are the two possibilities you could shake it for? Either Lekachtem, okay? Yontif Sheni. Why do you what? Yom Tov Sheni, why do you shake Lulav? Number one is because of what? Lekachtem, which is what day? Lekachtem, which is Yom Rishon, it's in the Pasuk in Chumash. So maybe I treat the second day like that, or it's based on the Smachtem. What's a Smachtem? Which is a Smachtem Shivish Yom Zeichel HaMikdash. Because 7 days they shook the Lulav based on Mikdash, 7 days based on Mikdash they commemorate, we do it Bizman Hazeh. So what is the focal point of shaking the lulav on the second day of Sukkot? Is it to accentuate the lekachtem lachem b'yom harishon? Therefore you have the Miri and you have the first day in the Ritva. All the dinim of the first day should carry over to the second day. Or do you say, is enough? Do you say that the requirement to shake the second day is part of the what the dinim of smachtem, which is shivas yamin? Smachtem lachem shivas yamin. So therefore it's smachtem shivas yamin. The din is that what? The din is that the second day is patterned after that. Zeichel HaMikdash. You follow what I'm saying? And therefore we'll not have all the dinim of what? Of the first day. So that's a major, major machlokes I want you to get. And it's really a machlokes, really how to read a Gemara. When it says, Lo Shna Yontif Rishon Yontif Sheni, how do you translate the Gemara? How do you translate the Gemara? So the Rambam says, and the Rambam has his Shita, he says that it's the second day, please get it down, it's like all the other days. So therefore what? Therefore the halacha is that chaser is going to be what? Chaser is going to be okay. What are some of the dinim that we know for sure that we're going to have to see today? I want you to make sure you know the rules. Hadar, the requirement of Hadar is kol yamin. Kol yamin. The din of chaser is rak yom rishon. Okay? There's a bunch of dinim we're going to see, Bezrat Hashem. Lekicha tama. Lekicha tama, you have to have a complete taking, which we're going to see, is kol yamin. Okay? All arba minin, that you take all the arba minin, is kol yamin. Okay? So we're going to have to see what the din is. What's yavish? Yavish is what? Kol yamin. Yes? Gezel is a machlokes.
Isn't yavish a din in hadar? No?
Yeah, yavish comes from hadar. It's the same thing. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to write it separately. Gezel is a machlokes in the Gemara. Okay? So let's get these rules down. So we're being mocked him in the beginning of Shir, how you treat Yontif Sheni. So it's a major machlokes nishoni. Okay, the Meiri and the first day in the Ritva say Yontif Sheni is like Yontif Rishon. However, the Rambam and the second day in the Ritva is named the Rash, Rav Shlomo. The Ritva says, he quotes B'Shem Mori Rabbeinu Shlomo, he says befeirish that Yontif Sheni is what? Is like the other days. Okay? So the question is, what do you accentuate? According to Rambam, Yontif Sheni onward, there's no din of lekachtem. It's all a din of what? Usmachtem zeichel hamikdash. It has different quality, different din. According to the other Rishonim, no, the second day has the quality of the first day of lekachtem lechem. Okay?
Doesn't Rashi say it the second one?
Rashi's not clear what he says for Maisa. Rashi's not clear what he holds about Yontif Sheni. Okay? What'd you say? It says, Kaposi v'tani lo shlom b'yantav yishlom shlom yantav sheni, bishlom yavish hadar b'inim. Yes? Yeah, the yom rishon k'siv. Right? Bishlom yavish p'sul m'd rabban and nami, kevin amitz m'shum zeich l'mikdash. B'inim hitter mitz. He doesn't chime in how you treat yantav sheni, second day of yantav. Maybe he's referring to the other days.
So if that hagman snap on my gun? He says
Yavish is possible mid Rabbana, but he says it's referring to the other days of Yonatan of Sukkot. But he doesn't exactly precisely hone in on Yontif Sheni. That's what I'm trying to bring out. The Gemara said Kaposik Vitani Loshna Yontif Rishon, Loshna Yontif Sheni. So when the Gemara says Yontif Sheni, the Pashup Shat in the Gemara means what? Yontif Sheni is a code word for what? What is Yontif Sheni a code word for? The Pashup shot in the Gemara. Simplest reading in the Gemara. The rest of the Sukkos. No, that's the Pashup shot in the Gemara. That day in Rishonim fits the Gemara much better. When it says, Lo Shon Yantav Yish, Lo Shon Yantav Sheni, Yantav Sheni, the word, the phrase is representative of Shar Yom. That's the simplest reading. That's what most Rishonim say. Other Rishonim will say, no. Yantav Sheni doesn't mean Yantav Sheni. It means a code word for the rest of the days, because Yantav Sheni is really subsumed under Yantav Rishon. So in Rashi, per se, you don't know. Okay? That's why this is a major machlekes. Okay? That's why it's a major machlekes. I want you to get down. There's a third sheet to the Ran, where the Ran says in Yantav Sheni, you're able to take all the psulim without a bracha. You should not say a bracha. The Ran has a sheet that you should not say a bracha. See, according to the Rambam, everything's okay on the second day. Chasser's okay, you could say a bracha. So, in fact, there's a machlokes between the Rav and his father. I want you to get it down. Is there even a lechachila? On the second day of Yontif, is there a lechachila according to the Rambam? Don't use the psulim? According to the Rav, there is no. You can even lechachila use a chasser with a bracha. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, his father, said, I'm a little bit hesitant to say that. Even according to the Rambam, you should try not to. But the Rav held you could say lechachila with a bracha. According to the Rambam, second day chasser. I want you to get that down in your notes. The Rav and his father, how to interpret the Rambam. Lichachila and the Yantav Sheni could use chasser if there's a hole missing in. Chasser means it's missing something, which we're going to get to in the Taitzes Bezer Shem. You follow me? Machlokes the Rav and his father. What the pshat is. But the Ran was a little bit hesitant. The Ran says, please get it. The Ran says, Yantav Sheni, you know to without a bracha. Why are you know to without a bracha? Because he was hedging. He wasn't sure. So therefore, shake it, but I don't want you to risk a bracha. So the Ryan is the third sheet to please get it down that's kind of in the middle. I didn't write the sheet that's down. I want you to get it down because we've got a lot to do. You got this, Jacob? That's the Ryan sheet. You know, if you look in the Balatanya in Shulchan Aruch, you know, the Balatanya wrote his own Shulchan Aruch Arav. That's the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Balatanya writes in Simen Tuf Resh Mem Tes Sifchaf Aleph that Yantav Sheni was only by, I want you to get this, a beautiful Svara. Yontav Sheni is only by Kedusha Seyom, by Malacha and Mitzvahs that are shach to the Kedusha. Give me an example of Mitzvahs that are shach to the Kedusha. Matzah, Maror, Lulav is a completely separate Mitzvah. Bring me a Raya. Bring me a Raya that Lulav is not connected with the Kedusha of the Yontav. Because we shake a Lulav even when? Cholamoy, correct? There's no special Mitzvah to eat Matzah, Maror, Cholamoy. So you see that conceptually the Mitzvah of Lulav is what? Disconnected, Binny, with what? Yeah. With the Kiddusha of the day. And that is why the Rama has no problem saying that Yontav Sheni, and that's his Lashon, Yontav Sheni of Galdios was only said on Kiddusha Sayom, of Malacha and Mitzvah Sayom, but not Lulav. So you know what? Let's write it, okay? Because we got a lot to see, though. Let's write the three Shittas. What are the three Shittas, how we view Yontav Sheni? There are two possibilities in the Lumbus. Number one was the Meiri and who? Meiri and who else?
Ritva.
They are Rishona Baritva. Very good, Donnie. That what?
It's the same as Yontav Rishon.
Yontav Sheni is like Kamo Yontav Rishon. Correct. And the Rambam, and the second day in the Ritva was sort of Rabbeinu Shlomo, or Rabbeinu Shlomo, says it's Kamo what?
Shar Yamin Tovim.
Kamo Shar Yamin. No, Shar Yamin of Sukkos. Don't say Yamin Tovim.
Of
Sukkos. Which means, as we said, how you plug it into Gemara. When the Gemara says, Lo Shno Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, what does Yom Tov Sheni word mean? According to the what? According to the Miri and the day of Rishon, what will it mean? Doesn't mean Yom Tov Sheni, literally. It means a code word for the rest of the days of Yom Tov. Lo Shno Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, but it says Yom Tov Sheni is like Yom Tov Rishon. So obviously, how do you interpret that Gemara? The Gemara is saying that Yom Tov Sheni is different than Yom Tov Rishon, right? So it didn't mean Yom Tov Sheni, it meant Shar Yamin. You understand what I'm saying? If they were writing their own translation, how would this Rishon translate the Gemara? Lo kapusik v'tani lo shna yantav Rishon lo shna yantav Sheni. Does it really mean yantav Sheni? The Gemara is comparing the first day with the rest of the days of Sukkot because yantav Sheni is like the first day. You understand what I'm saying? In their art school, they would say yantav Sheni means the other days. You follow me, Izzy? The other day in Rishonim that says that yantav Sheni is kamo shar yamin. Interprets Yontav Sheni as literally being Yontav Sheni because Yontav Sheni is like the other days. Yontav Sheni is symbolic of the other days. There's no doubt in the Gemara when it said Lo Shna Yontav Rishon, Lo Shna Yontav Sheni, he was referring to Yontav Sheni as being the rest of the days. So I'm just saying you have to plug in accordingly. You follow what I'm saying, Adam? And who's the third Shita? The Ron. What does the Ron say? No tell Sulim the Yont of Shani, believe what?
A bracha.
Believe bracha. Correct. And what do we just say from the Balatanya?
What does that mean?
That you could take the psulim of Yont of Shani and say shake it, but without a bracha. According to Rami, you could say it even with a bracha. Chasser. Can you shake chasser? I wrote all the rules down here. Okay? Can you shake a chasser? Asterisk's missing a little hole in on the second day. According to Rami, of course you could say it, even with a bracha. Ron says, no, don't do it with a bracha. So what do we say for the Balatanya that fit in the Rama beautifully? Why is Yontif, why is Lulav disconnected with the Kedusha of Yontif? Because you shake a Lulav when? On Chol HaMoed. So there's no problem to view Yontif Sheni shaking the Lulav is disconnected with shaking the Lulav on the first day. Okay? There's no problem in doing that, Halacha L'maaseh. No problem in doing it, because Matz and Mara are connected with the Kedusha of Yontif. When they were Misakin Yontif Sheni, they were Misakin Yontif Sheni, there's just some Malacha and Mitzvahs that are connected with the Kedusha of the day. What mitzvahs are connected to the Kedusha day? Matz and Mara. Lulu is not connected to the Kedusha day. What's my raya? You shake in a Chol HaMoed. Matz and Mara, you don't eat a Chol HaMoed. You eat matz as a Suddish Yontif. Akiva, you follow what I'm saying? That Balatanya fits beautifully in the Shittas of Rambam. Okay, first Adam, you had a kasha. Go ahead.
So, in the machlokas with the Rav and his father, is yes. The Rav saying that there's no inyan of Mechador on the second
day? Well, not that he's saying Chosr. Let's focus on Chosr. You could say have something that's beautiful, but at the same time be chassar, let's say.
The chassar doesn't take away.
No, chassar is not the same thing as harder. I get a beautiful chassar, guy might not even listen, might even notice that something's missing. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? So according to the Rav, l'chachilo, according to the Rambam, you could shake it with a bracha. Correct. No problem. Ramosh Soloveitch, you said I'm a little bit hesitant of doing that. Yes, Matthew?
I think it's a das in the Meir in the first day in Ritva that says that like Yom Tov Sheni is really the same as Yom Tov Rishon.
Yes.
And they like misworded it.
Right.
What's the like?
Not misworded it, but Yom Sheni meant the other day.
No, isn't the clear Sara that it would have to be contrasting that the first day versus Shar Yomim? Like, what's
that's what the Gemara is doing.
So then what's the Sara to say that Yom Tov Sheni isn't like Shar Yomim? What would the Sara on that? Like, that's what I thought maybe it was.
That's what we said. That's what we just got through saying. That the Yom Tov Sheni is a separate din, Lamaisa, so because Lulav.
No, I'm saying, what's the story to say that it's
because
not
we said there are two
deal.
Tracks. Lekachtem, Biyom Rishon, and Smachtem, Shivas Yom is the second
exactly.
Day. So that din takes over to the second day, and then you're done with the first one.
Oh, so there are no days that say that it's...
According to the Rambam, these are two separate tracks.
Right,
second day takes over, and Lekachtem you're done with. You got it?
Yeah.
That's what the Rav wanted to say. Okay? All right, very good. We got the Svaras. That's the Chiddush. Please get this down. It's a beautiful mahalach, the Rav said. It's very unique if you think about it. Because people don't think about this. People don't think about this notion that Lulav is separate. People always think Yom Tov Sheni is exactly like Yom Tov Rishon. Okay, usually it is. But not when you come to the beginning of Lulav HaGazal. Not when you talk about the mitzvah Lulav. It's grounded in a major machlokes in Rishonim, and we're plugging it in how to read the Gemara in the first line of the Gemara. Has echoes in the first line of the Gemara. Jacob, you got a Gemara there? You got your Gemara? Okay, let's see inside now, guys. Okay, let's read the Gemara now outside with the Tosis. Okay? Let's see the Gemara. We got a lot to see. Okay? So I want you to get this Machlokes klor. Okay? Then we come back to the different Shitas in Rishon. Says the Gemara, I'm going to read the Gemara. Jacob, you got it? Kaposik Vitani. The Gemara says there's no difference. Lo Shlom Yontov Rishon, Lo Shlom Yontov Sheni. Bishlom Yavish Hadar Binin Veleke. Yavish is needed by Hadar. We wrote on the board, Hadar needs all the days. Ela Gezel, Bishlomo Yontov Rishon, Dixiv Lachem Ishalachem. Yontov Sheni Amaylo. And then the Gemara goes on to say Mitzvah Baba Aver. Okay, which we'll see inside more tomorrow. Let's start with the Tosis. Jacob, let's go. Kaposik Vitani. Guys, look inside. You got this whole Mahalach so far? Okay, go ahead. Let's see. Kaposik Vitani. Did everyone follow how we plugged in the Gemara when it said Kaposik Vitani, Loshlon Yontov Sheni? What does Yontov Sheni mean? It's clear from the Gemara Yontov Sheni meant the other days. There's no doubt. So if I'm a Rishon that holds that Yontov Sheni is like Yontov Rishon, it didn't mean Yontov Sheni. It meant the other days. And if I'm a Rishon that holds that Yontov Sheni is different than what? Then Yontov Rishon, it's symbolic of the other days, and it meant what it meant. You read the Gemara literally. You plug it in literally. Okay, go ahead. Can't tell you how many times, guys, I've seen this Gemara, and only took last night and today to come up with this pshat. No matter how many times you see the Gemara, you come up with a new Chiddushim. We're plugging it into the actual Lashon of the Gemara. Okay? Let's see the Tosis. Go ahead, Kaposik.
Kaposik, Vitani, Loshna, Yom Tov Rishon, Loshna, Yom
Period. We don't skim. What does he mean in that line? How did the Gemara, how did Ravina Ravashi wrote the Gemara pick up on that first line of the Gemara? Because when Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote our Mishnah, it did not distinguish between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. You interpret the Mishnah literally. The Mishnah doesn't make a distinction, so why make a distinction? That's how the Gemara knew to say what it said. Okay? That there's no difference in Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, because the Mishnah didn't make a distinction. Why should we? Go ahead. V'tema. Tema, what does tema mean? Avi, you with me?
Yeah.
What's tema?
Question.
A bomb kasha. Not just a kasha. It's a bomb kasha. Come on, the tema. Let's go. Yeah? Oh, if you look at the Mishnah later on Lamed Aleph in the base, you take a look at it. What does it say? It quotes the Mishnah about Esrog. And in that list about Esrog, it has two things. It has chaser, and it also has what? Nike v'chaser. Yes, and also has, if you have a blotch on it, a chazazis. You know what a chazazis is? A blotch. If you have a blotch on the Esrog, okay? So you have a blotch on the Esrog. So it appears in that Mishnah over there. And what does it say over here? Go ahead. What does it say, Yonatan? I'm sorry, Jacob, what do you say? So what does it say there? It says, Alpha Gav Yontav Sheni Kasher. It says in the Mishnah apostle there, and in the Mishnah over there, does it say anything about Yontav Rishon Yontav Sheni?
Nope.
Yes or no? It says nothing about it. And we still distinguish. So you have an example of a Mishnah. Don, four blot later, that doesn't say a word about Yontav Rishon Yontav Sheni and makes a chiluk. And our Gemara is the exact same Mishnah, and it's not the same Mishnah, but there's no distinction, and the Gemara says there's no distinction. So why over there, go ahead, what is it, it bears it out, go ahead. Even though on Yontav Sheni it's mutter to have a missing Esrog, that it's missing, can I read it? What is Matbil Bay? He used to dip it in food and eat it. He'd take a piece of the Esrog, eat it, and then shake the lulav. Shake the Esrog. He'd dip it in the guacamole, correct. Yeah? He'd eat it and dip it in. Eat it and dip it in. What do you see from there? That Yontav Sheni chaser is what?
Fine.
It's fine. And the Mishnah didn't say that it was a difference between Yontav Rishon and Yontav Sheni. So over there we have no problem interpreting the Mishnah as being there's a difference between Yontav Rishon and Yontav Sheni. And over here we equate the two. What's going on? Go ahead. Umuki, Masnissen. And the Psu of chaser is only Yontav Rishon. Okay, so he gives up. So Tosfos now is very perplexed with this. He is bothered by why is our Gemara, Kapusik Vitani, so driven, Bini, to say there's no difference in Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, when you have a Mishnah over there in Lamed Aleph is it also doesn't distinguish, and it's clear there's a distinction. So he's bothered by the drive of the Gemara by us is different than it did over there. So he's going to try to give some answers. Let's go. Number one. The what? What does that mean? What does that mean, guys? Does borrowing appear in our Mishnah or not?
Nope.
No. Does Gezel appear?
Yes.
Yes. Shaul is only possible when? Let's write it on the board. I didn't make the list. It's only possible once on the first day. Lekach Lem Yom Rishon. Shaul is Yom Rishon. Rak Yom Rishon.
Yeah.
Correct. No problem. So maybe the shot is like this. You know why the Mishnah doesn't have Shaul? Because it's only puzzle the first day. It has Gezel because why? It's puzzle all the days. Oh, so maybe that's how the Gemara knew it was what? That's how the Gemara knew Kapusik Vitani. There's no difference. Maybe V'dayik, go ahead. Midiktan, read again. V'dayik. Go ahead, Jake.
V'dayik Vitani, Gazov lo Vitani Sha'ol, Halakamu Mesof Asigya, Taik Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Rabbi.
Forget it, Tosa says. The Gemara says that later on in the name of Nachman Bar Yitzhak. We're what daf? And daf lamin am an aleph. Is you got me? On the bottom of Laman from Nachman Bar Yitzchak makes that deal. But the Gemara is before that. Our Gemara is before that point, Ariel. If our Gemara is before that point, then you can't stick it in our Gemara right away. Very difficult to say like that. Okay? So he says he doesn't like that answer. Yes, Yehuda?
You had a question while we were learning.
Yes?
Tosfos all the time takes things from other places in the Gemara and uses it to...
But not in the same sugya. In the same sugya, you have Ranachem Bar Yitzchak Kiva that says this far. The Gemara in the beginning doesn't... It's very hard to assume the Gemara held that. It's because it seems like Rav Nachman Yitzchak discovered it's far. No, right here. Lamed Aman Aleph from the bottom. Masif Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Right here. Seven lines from the bottom of Lamed Aman Aleph. The Gemara quotes Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So that possibility is very difficult. Yes, Vinny?
So why can't Joseph just give that same answer for the Gemara by Esrog? Because by the Gemara by Esrog, we've already brought up Shaul. Just say by Esrog, you can give the complete.
Neither appears there. Gezel or Shaul doesn't appear. Over here, one of them appears. You mean on Lamed Dalet and Beis, you mean? On Lamed Dalet and Beis, it says Gezel and it doesn't say Shaul? Yeah, it says Gezel. You're right. So you're saying what? Make the diuk there and say what? And say that's how the Gemara knew, you mean? To make the distinction? Okay, it's the same thing, though. It's you have to be Basber why the Gemara, you're saying that's why the...
I'm saying the only reason...
No, but I'm saying both Mishnayos have Gezel. So if both Mishnayos have Gezel, why in our Gemara did we equate the two? You have to reach your understanding. And there we make a clear distinction. It's not going to help you. It's a good har you're bringing up, but it's not going to help you in the answer. We still want to know that both Mishnayos did not distinguish the Yontav Rishon Hashani, and our Gemara equates the two, and the Mishnah over there doesn't. He wants to say here, well, maybe in our Gemara, it taught Gezel, in our Mishnah taught Gezel, not Shaul, to tell me, oh, that's an indicative that maybe our Mishnah equates everything. You can't say that over there, because it's not by everything. Over there, it's only by the first day. You hear what I'm saying? Okay, good. It's a good suggestion, but it's not going to help you. Adam, you follow what I'm saying? Over there, we distinguished Tin Yontav Rishon other days. Okay, so he doesn't like that possibility. Why not, Jacob? Why doesn't he like that possibility? Because who said the possibility? Rav Nachman Yitzchak said at the end of the Gemara, implying that our Gemara in the beginning didn't hold of it. Yes?
Yeah.
Go ahead, next one. About what?
About
Hachalo. About what does the box say? About Hachalo Adayin. Put the word Adayin in. About Hachalo Adayin lo what? What does that mean? The Gemara by us didn't know it yet. That distinction. Go ahead. The what? He doesn't give up Tysus. Another possibility. How the Gemara know? The what? What does that mean? What does that mean on the board? Yavish is possible when? All 7 days because of Hutter. So maybe there's symmetry between Gazel and Yavish. So if Yavish possible all 7 days, then maybe that's how what? That's how we knew that what? Maybe that's how we knew that what? It should be possible, or we should equate the first day and all the other days. Go ahead. So what is he saying here? What is Tosfos saying in this line here, guys? What do you say? What's the possibility he's bringing up here? He says maybe Gezel's Dumid Yavish. And Yavish is possible on Yontav Sheni, so Gezel should also be. Why is that wrong?
Because
the Mishnah later on has two cases. If you have the blotch on Rove, and what is the din? If you have the blotch on Rove, what does it say? It's possible. No, it's possible on Yontav Sheni because of what? It's because of Hutter. But what about Nikev? Kusser is only possible when? On Yontav Rishon. So don't give me the fact that what? The fact that two things are taught in the same Mishnah, they have to be symmetrical.
Right.
Because the Mishnah in Lamed Aleph has two things taught in that Mishnah, and they're asymmetrical. Chas is only puzzle when? The first day. And what is Chazaz al Rubo? Is puzzle all day because of Hadar. So just because two dinim are taught in the same Mishnah doesn't mean a thing at Kiva. So why does the Gemara jump and say, oh, lo psak, lo pasak, kapasak vatani, yant of Rishi, yant of Sheni. Both Legabi Yavish, I understand, because of Hadar. But Gezel, I'm stuck. The Gemara comes up with Mitzvah Bava Veir. How can the Gemara assume that? Don't give me the business that just because Gezel and Yavish are in the same Mishnah. Doesn't mean a thing. Just because Yavish is possible all 7 days doesn't mean Gezel should be. Why did the Gemara assume that it should be? I'll bring you a Raya. That same Mishnah you're asking from a lot of those has two dinim. Nikev is only possible the first day, and the blotch is possible all 7 days. So the two dinim in that Mishnah, they're asymmetrical. You got it? That's how he shoots this possibility down. How many possibilities have you said so far?
Two.
The first one being what? What was the first? What was the first possibility? You guys tell me. Gezel and Shaul. He threw that one down, right?
Yeah.
Because that's a Gemara only later on. And then he tries to put Gezel and Yavish. He throws that one down for the Mishnah later on. Go ahead. So now he's going to try to save the second proposal. Come on, guys. Understanding the Torah, it makes a simcha. It's a simcha. You understand a Taisvis? Such a simcha, I cannot tell you. It's unbelievable. What are you saying, Matthew?
Steinman said that when he goes up to Shemaim and they ask him what he wants, he says he wants to just come back down to this world so he can understand Pshat and Tosfos.
Okay, good. He understood Pshat and Tosfos.
Not according to Steinman.
What do you mean? He didn't, of course he understood him. He understand it better, you mean? To understand it better, of course you understood the Tyson. You all knew all the Tyson, Matthew. To understand it better, you mean. So that's what you mean. You have to touch what he's saying. Okay? To say over the way we're saying it. Otherwise, you say, oh, Rosh Steinman didn't understand the Tyson. You have to say it like we're saying it. Go ahead. Let's go. Now, why don't you quote the Yishalmi, try to save it. Yishalmi, Mashma. Oh, now he saves it. He saves it. He says, it is symmetrical, and I'm a valid. Chassus is on the first day, and Chazazus is on the first day of Yushalmi, says. Damasik Allah.
Damasik Allah, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, B'shir Rabbi
Shimon. Oh.
All Apsulun, and Apsulun, Elviyam Tov, Rishon
Bilba. Oh. All the Apsulun, only the first days. The rest of the days are fine. And it's talking about Chazazus. So there you have it. Now it's symmetrical. You got two dinim over there that only pass on the first day. So now we're back to saying Gezel and Yavish. If Gezel's puzzle when? If Yavish puzzle all the 7 days, then Gezel also will be puzzle. So now he's back to trying to save the second proposal. And he goes ahead, Vaita, go ahead. Taman. What's Taman mean?
Question.
No, Taman means over there. So Lashon Yushalmi means Sham. And there's the Yushalmi saying that in Babylonia, Yushalmi speaking. Yushalmi is written in Eretz Yisrael, right? Whenever there's a Machlokes Bavli Yushalmi, who do we pass on according to the Rif? The Bavli. The Rif in the end of Erevin says, because the Bavli is written after the Yushalmi. So it knew the Yushalmi. It knew the Yushalmi and it had a Chita, so it was later. So we always go like the Bavli. That's the Rif writes. Rif in the end of Erevin. Okay? So he says, but the Yushalmi says, Taman in Babylonia, I'm reading. You know Babylonia is?
Yeah.
Oh, Iraq. When I was in there, still the Persian Gulf War. I was learning there. Rav Meidan, the Shlita, the great Gon, Rashivin and Gush, Lamaisa, put maps. He maps, he showed us the different cities that there. He was bringing all his armies. He had all his armies, Saddam Hussein. It was unbelievable. Pumbedisa, Sura, Nardoe. His mom is this Kedusha, that's where the Gemara Bavli was. He was trying to take over the whole country there. He was his country, and then he was pummeled. Right? Go ahead, so let's go. It was an amazing thing. So Taman, it says where Hisham is counting in Babylonia, Amrin. If you have a blotch on the esrog on one side, it's what? It's puzzle. The chotmo is keruba. What's chotmo? Chotmo is the upper part of the esrog. So chotmo is the upper part of the esrog where you know where it starts sloping towards the top. It's considered to be keruba. So if you have a blotch on the upper part, you're in trouble. That's why when you ever always check for an esrog, you always want to check the upper part more specifically in focus. Because if there's any blotch there, it's like rubo. Go ahead. So as long as it covers one side, it's possible. So Tosfos says, go ahead, Hainu. So when it's possible in Makom Mecha, that's when it's Arubo. That's when what? That's when it's Chotamo. Go ahead. No, but if it's in 2-3 different places, what happens if it's 2 different places? Even if it's a mute, it's possible. See, if you have one blotch, Lamais, it's only possible if it's Arubo. If it's on what? If it's on a majority. Okay? So Chotamo is considered to be like Rubo. So even if it's only Mitzad Echad, it's considered to be one spot. But if it's in two or three spots, then even on a Miud, it's possible. So what do you see from the Yushalmi that what? That Chazazus is only possible when it came on the first day. So again, we kept the symmetry. We kept the symmetry in the Mishnah Lama Dalam days. That they're both only possible on the first day. Go ahead, Umiu. Miu E what? If the Bavli holds like Yushalmi, that's Biyom Rishon Dafka. What's the logic behind that, guys? To say that the blotch is only possible the first day. Because what category is it, Donnie? What category is only possible the first day?
Chaser.
Hadar is possible when? That means you have to say if there's a blotch on it, it's still considered to be beautiful. Hadar, but it's an issue of chaser. Is that logical? That's very schwer to say. That if the blotch is on Rove of it, it's a psul of what? Chasser, but not Hadr. Still beautiful, but it's Chasser.
Of course, that
Hadr
just doesn't apply.
Well, but I'll be swore it doesn't apply. But why is it Chasser? If you'd ask me, it's an issue of Hadr, not Chasser.
What is it? It's not it.
Like, it's a twofold problem. Number one. No, but it's a twofold problem. No, but I'm saying I'll be swore. Number one, it's beautiful. Number two, it's not missing. So, Bichlal, it's difficult to fit it in that category. That's what I'm saying. That Tyson's saying.
If you say that it's like if you have something that's chaser, like then it's not an esro, then chaser just doesn't apply. You say first you need a chaser.
No. He's saying that it's hadar, but it's the reason why it's chaser is chaser. So that's what he says. Below what? Go ahead, Jacob. Below mistaber. It's not logical to say that the blotch is puzzled because of chaser, but it's still beautiful. It's not logical to say such a thing. It's very difficult to say that. Go ahead. Below mistaber klal. And therefore, what are we back to the drawing board? What are we back to the drawing board? And therefore, what do we even say? Now, why is chazazis puzzled according to the Bavli? Because of what?
Hadar.
Because of hadar. And what is hadar puzzled?
7 days.
All 7 days. And what do you have in the Mishnah? That chaser is only on Lama Dalbis. Chaser only is possible the first day, and chazazis is a manifestation of hadar, which is possible all 7 days. So there you have it in the Mishnah again. Asymmetrical. You have a category of chaser is possible only the first day, hadar is possible all 7 days, so therefore you see it's asymmetrical. So in our Mishnah you can have something asymmetrical too. So we're just back to destroying the second proposal. So we have no svara why the Gemara said kaposik v'tani. Why did the Gemara begin and say yanta frishi, yanta sheni are the same thing? First day and the rest of the day is the same thing. Why? Why would you think like that? Don't tell me because of what? Gezel and Shaul. The Gemara has that later on. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, we didn't know that yet. Don't tell me because Gezel is like Yavish. Because why? You can have asymmetrical dinim, like the Mishnah later on, Lama Dalam base. You can have Yavish plus all 7 days, Gezel maybe only the first day. What drove the Gemara to make this kaposik v'tani? So Tosfos is bothered by it. He tried to salvage the second proposal, he throws it out. So what does he say in the end of the day? Yesh Lomar? Bottom line. He says like this. He says there's a shita later on in the Gemara of Chanina, who ate a piece of the Esro Ges Avram and then shook it. And Shmuel later on in the Gemara says what? And Lama Rabat Aleph, right here in our sugya, says that a Yantav Sheni is stolen the Esro is good. So what do they hold? They don't hold a kapasik v'tani. They don't hold a kapasik v'tani. They don't hold a kapasik v'tani. They make a split. Yantav Rishon stolen is bad. Yantav Sheni stolen is good. Those two Amoraim don't hold of the equation. Our Gemara does. Done. Plain and simple. There's two approaches in Amoraim how to view a Mishnah. When you have a Mishnah that doesn't make a distinction, do you hold like our Gemara in the beginning that equates the two? Yantav Rishon to all the days that didn't make a distinction. Or do you say, no, it doesn't mean a thing? So I want you to get that down. That's what Tosfos says at the end of the day. It's a machlokes Amoraim. How to approach Mishnayos that don't make a distinction between days when they list in them. Our sugya says if it doesn't list distinctions, then it's equal. The Shmuel and the Lama Ravaraf and Chanina later on, Lama Daves, say no. Even though the Mishnah didn't mention any distinction, we can make the distinction. The Mishnah meant the distinction. So it's a machlokes Amoraim. Plain and simple. Two stylistic ways of Amoraim, how to view a Mishnah. That's all Tosfos says. You cannot give me the two proposals, which were what? That Gezel's mentioned, Shaul's not. That the Gemara says later on. And what was the second proposal? That Gezel's like what? Yavish. That also shot down too as well. Because it's very possible to say that what? It's very possible to say that Gezel is what? Gezel only puzzled the first day. And Yavish is puzzled all 7 days. It's asymmetrical. What's the big deal? The Sugya and Lama Dalanes, the Mishnah has asymmetrical dinim. What are the asymmetrical dinim? Chaser is puzzled only the first day, whereas what? The Blach, the Chazizis, is a Psul of Hadar, which is all the days. And the Bavli is against what? Yushalmi. The Bavli does not hold like Yushalmi. Okay? The Bavli absolutely does not hold like Yushalmi. Okay? Because if it held like the what? If it held like Yushalmi, Yushalmi makes no sense, basically. The Yushalmi makes no sense, because Yushalmi basically saying that the blotch is a problem of what? It's a problem of chaser, not a problem of other, which is very, very difficult, okay? Which is very difficult. Maybe we'll try to answer it, but Lamaisa, it's very difficult. Let's finish up the Tosfos. Go ahead, Jacob. What's the second answer that Tosfos says? Please get this down, guys. Go ahead, Inami. What does Kulu Achrini mean? All the other Mishnayos in the Perek. Go ahead. The Aidi. Aidi, since. The Lo Mafli. What does he mean in the end? What does he mean in the end, guys? The second day of Tosfos. Avram, what's the second day of Tosfos saying? Please get it down. The first Mishnah in the Perek does not make a distinction, yes? The other Mishnayos in the Perek follow that same style, but they still might have a what? Distinction. But the first Mishnah in the Perek, you cannot say that. If the first Mishnah in the Perek does not make a distinction, then you equate it. That's what Kaposim Vatani meant. And what's the second? And what do the other Mishnayos say? Just follow that style, but there are distinctions between the two. So at the end of the day, to summarize the Tosfos, how does our Gemara know Kaposim Vatani? How does our Gemara know Kaposim Vatani, Yantav Rishon Dani is the same thing as Yantav Sheni? There's no distinction in the Mishnah. According to what? According to the first day of Tosfos, that's an approach of Amoraim which our Gemara took. Other Amoraim like Shmuel and who? Reb Chanina did not take that approach. That there still might be distinctions. And they make a distinction between Chasim being the first day and Hadar being all 7 days. Correct? That's the first day of Tosfos. Now, that's a little bit weak. Why is it a little bit? I don't know if it's weak. We shouldn't say it's weak, but he had a second Terence of Tosfos. Why do you think he had a second Terence of Tosfos? Because, okay, you're creating a Machlokes Amoraim, right? You're creating a Machlokes Amoraim, and our Gemara is like an Amora. But Ravina Rashi wrote the Gemara. So if you're creating a Machlokes, maybe the second day in Tosfos, I don't want to do that. Second day in Tosfos says the first Mishnah in the Perek, if it doesn't say a distinction, then you assume there's no distinction. However, later Mishnayos, when they don't make a distinction, doesn't mean a thing. Because it wrote it in a similar vein to not make a distinction in details like the first Mishnah, but it doesn't mean there's no distinction. Jacob, you follow me? Why is that second answer a little difficult? Why is that second answer a little difficult? Because the truth of the matter is that what? Because the bottom line is, if there really was a distinction, the Mishnah should have said something, no? So each answer has a little bit of a difficulty. But that's the sikum l'maisa of the 2 days in the Tosfos, okay? That's the sikum of the 2 days in the Tosfos, halacha l'maisa, okay? That's what we want to say that pshat is in the 2 days in the Tosfos. The two previous proposals he rejected. It's not because of Gezel and Shaul, and it's not because of what? Gezel do me to what? Gezel do me to Yavish. Okay? It's not because of Gezel do me to Yavish. It's not considered to be Gezel do me to Yavish either, because the bottom line is, now what do you do with the Yushalmi? What do you guys do with the Yushalmi, guys? What does Yushalmi basically say? Yeah, I want to. Let's try. Why does Yushalmi say the Chazazis is a problem of Chasser? Let's try. Why do you think it's a problem that it's a chisaron of what? It's a chisaron of chaser, right? Still beautiful, but it's a chisaron of chaser. It's considered chaser, the chazazis. And therefore, Yantav Sheni, it's kosher. No problem of hutter. So it could be that hutter's puzzle, this is a drastic answer. I want you to get this down, Yonatan. Because you asked me. He said, do we have to be asking Yishami? We have to try. So you know what I want to suggest? I want you to get this down. Maybe Yishami has a radical pshat. Get this down. Then maybe Hutter's only puzzle on the first day. Maybe Hutter's only puzzle on the first day. Unbelievable. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, the chazazis l'maisa, we kasher yantav sheni, because maybe the whole psul of Hutter is only a psul on the yantav rishon. Okay? That's a very, very big chiddush, but l'maisa, the Bavli doesn't hold of it, but maybe it's a possibility. So that's a collector's item. Why don't you get that down? Maybe you should write it on the board as a possible rule. As a possible rule, Matthew, get it down.
So we can be, for Zechel and Mikdash, we don't require three hitter.
What do you say? Maybe Yushalmi holds at Hadar, Yushalmi, Ulai Sover, Rak Hadar, the Yom Rishon, which is smack against who? Smack against the Babu. Okay? But it's a tremendous Kiddush. Okay? But you got to say something for the Yushalmi. Okay? We got to say something for the Yushalmi. Yes, quickly, Matthew and Benny, we got to go by the next choice. We've got a lot to see. Go ahead.
Just a technical question.
Yes.
What's the reasoning that Lachem Yishalachem only works on the first day?
It says, Lachachem Lachem Yom Arishon. Pasuk says only Yom Arishon. Favorish. Okay? All right. We got this, Chlor Benny. Yes, go ahead.
I don't understand why can't we say that Potter doesn't come into play unless you actually have full Ezra? Like, once you have...
Because Bini, what you're saying is a good thought, but that's not the way we're viewing it. Hadar is, it is a good Esrog. It is a good Esrog. Outs Hadar. There are different psulim you wrote on the board. There's a psul of Hadar. There's a psul of what? Of Chasser. What the way Yushami writes black on white is that also Chazazis is not a problem of Hadar. It says it's fine outs Hadar. It says it befeirish. It says the only reason why it's a problem. Yes, the only reason why it's a problem is Chasser. So logically, Tosfos says, I can't fathom that. The Bavli doesn't accept that.
Does it say the only problem is Husser, or it says the only problem is Husser and it is Husser?
No, it's the way Yushalmi says it is it said the way it presents it is this approach. That it's considered to be a problem, Yushalmi says, of being a psul only on Yom Tov Rishon. That's what it says. So the simplest reading Yushalmi is that it must be fine outs Hadar, and therefore the only problem is outs Chaser. Okay? That's the din. Because it is kush, it is puzzle only on Yom Tov Rishon. So how do you plug in that puzzle? So the Pashup Shan Yushalmi Taisus says is that it means that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be fulfilled the mandate of Hadar. It's just a problem of Chaser. So Taisus says the Bavli doesn't fathom that. Because logically, it's the bottom line is not Hadar. So what I'm suggesting is that the Yushalmi maybe drastically, radically holds against the Bavli that maybe Hadar's only on the one first day as well. Just like Chaser, which is a tremendous Kiddush. But maybe that's what it's Yushalmi saying. Okay? So it comes out of fundamental machlokes Bavli Yushalmi, what's the scope of Hadar? Of course we assume Hadar is all 7 days. Okay, very good. With this in mind now this is a segue to the next taisus where we tackle what make distinctions up Bidin, which we're going to have to figure out. Okay? Let's go, Jacob. Okay, let's go. Please look inside the second taisus. Go ahead. Bein in what? Refresh our memory. Look, Kaposik Vitani. What's Kaposik Vitani? You know, Palpeh. Loshna Yantav Risha, Loshna Yantav Sheni. Bishlamo Yavish, being in what? Hadar Malaker. The fact that it's Hadar, there's no, it's Yavish, it's there's no Hadar, therefore it's Yantav Risha, Yantav Sheni, doesn't make a difference. Elo, what Gezel might time it. Gezel Yom Rishon, I understand, it's Milachem, it's not yours. But the other days, why not? The Mark goes on the same, it's a Bavera. If Yochim Shu, Rabbi Yochim Shu, Yochai. Okay, you got me? You follow what I'm saying? Jacob? So let's see the Tais inside. You got this? Is he with me? Gemara is setting it up. Let's go. Let's see inside. Ella what? Beam in Hadar Lake. Go ahead. Excellent. Very good. Go ahead. And also Melachem, Lomi Tukum. Says Lakakum Lachem. Go ahead. What's Lakicha Tama mean? Guys. Complete Lakicha. If you have a mas that ate a hole out of the Esrog, it's not Tama. Ulakachtem. You follow the read on words? Ulakachtem. Lakicha Tama. Ulakachtem. That's the drush of the Rosh HaMapeh. So Lachem is only Yom Rishon. Lakicha Tama is only Yom Rishon. But Hadar is all 7 days. But we'll see. There's a drasha. It learns this din about lekicha tamal ma'isa for that din of chaser. Go ahead. But also learns yinarim. We'll see. Lo mifsul. So what do you got? What do you got, Jacob? Yavish is all 7 days. Chaser is only the first day, and lachem is only the first day. Go ahead. Can I make you what? Come on, beperkin. Beperkin daf lamed bo mezrab chenine. Yeah, he would dip in the food in there and eat it. Yom Tov Sheni v'nafik be. Yeah. So you would eat there and it's good. So you see Chas is good on the other days. Unbelievable. What's Tyson Scotch going to be? What's going on here? How do you know, guys? We wrote them on the board, all the rules. But how do you know the rules? Vitema, Abam Kashadam, please. How do we know certain dinim apply only the first day and other dinim apply all 7 days? Tyson says, I don't know. Vitema, Abam Kashadam. Who asked this Kasha? Rebbe. Who asked this kasha? How do you know which one applies when I wrote the rules? You know who asked this kasha? Taisus. On the bottom of the Pesim base. Vitema. Taisus says, how do you know? Clear as glass. No, Adam? Vitema. Torah Shabbat, we're going to make it clear as glass. Go ahead, Vitema. What is the difference with Baini Shaloyal? Go ahead. Thank you, Simi, for the Tanakh. They're all in the same pasuk. What's the pasuk? Ulekachtem. It says Ulekachtem Lachem Biyom Rishon Pre Eitz Hadar. How many dinim are we talking about in this taisus, Daddy? Three. What are the three? What are the three dinim we're talking about? Hadar, Lakicha Tama, and Lachem. They're all in that pasuk. How on earth does Hadar apply to all seven, and Lachem And the Kikatam only applies to what? The first day. They're all in the same pasuk. What pasuk? Thank you very much, Simi. Perek what? Chav Gimel. Pasuk what?
Men.
Come on, Yerobakar. Pasuk men. Excellent. Lekaktam lachem biyom arishon b'riyetz other kapas tomorrow one of its avos of arve nachos smachtum for the Hashem lachem shivis yamin. There it is. The chagosim chag Hashem shivis yamin b'shana chukos shalom l'dorasem chodeshit achogo sol. Sukkos teishu shivis yom kol esto b'Yisrael. Yeshu b'sukkos. L'man yeidu dorasechem as sukkos ha-shavtis b'nei Yisrael ho-tziu samir tzamni Hashem lachem v'yidaber moishas mo'adei Hashem al kevenei Yisrael. All those three dinim are found in one pasuk. In Lomdus. Tysus lived in the 1200s. He learned Chumash too. He did Shnayim Mikra like us. You look at that pasuk. How on earth is the din different? Why is Hadar all 7 days? Lekachem b'riyetz Hadar and Lekicha Tam and Lachem is only the first day. I want to know. I'm listening to Kriyas HaTayr.
It says Lekachem.
Oh, let's see. Let's see what he says. He's going to try. He what? So he gives different possibilities. Go ahead. Also like the previous Tysus, he brought up different possibilities with the word V'i. No? Yeah, the different proposals. What'd you say?
Yeah.
We're V'i, yeah?
V-E-D.
Yeah, V'i. Exactly. The two proposals that he rejected also was with the word V'i. Go ahead. Oh, Aval.
Aval, Hadar.
No, I'm sorry, Isha, Alek, Kaimi.
Kaimi, yeah.
So what is he saying? He's saying any words that appear before V'yom Rishon, any words that appear before Yom Rishon are only on the what? The first day, namely what? Lekachtam is before Yom Rishon. So Lekicha Tama and also Lachem. Whereas Hadar is when? Exactly. Go ahead. Avawad. Hadar. Basrik. See. It's like he's one of Rishonim in the Chumash. Mikos Kedagos. He wants to say maybe that's the reason. Okay. Oh, so what does he say? Tyson says, I don't like this. It's not a good suggestion. Go ahead. There's no way that you could say this. Absolutely no way. If Sherlomer came, the Akati, what's Akati mean?
Yeah. No.
Still, Akati Kashi is still difficult. Go ahead. No, the Akati Kashi, Midixiv. It says in Menachis, Lukaman. Excellent. How do you know if you take only three? You do a lulav, an esrog, and a hadas. You don't do a rovus. Are you yotze?
No.
No way. How do you know they're makiv each one? To be in what? You need a lekicha tama. Exactly. Now, is that requirement only the first day or not?
That's all.
That's all a sukkah. So don't give me this svar. That's before the word Yom Rishon, and that then applies all the 7 days. So you just shot that right out, right down. Next, go ahead. The chain. Go to Shelly. What's Shelly mean?
Our end.
No, Shelly's end. You got to know that. Shelby's end.
I said that was on
very good. End of Pirik. Go ahead. Shelby Pirikin. Right. Oh, how? Let me ask you a question. Can someone, Akivin, can someone shake Arba Minim for you?
Yes.
No. It's a personal mitzvah. Lekachtem. Each Jew has to shake his own Luv and Esther. Svartam Lachem, Yehuda. Each person has to count Sviri, yes?
Yes.
When it's a Lashon Rabbim, means it's talking to each individual. It's kind of like counterintuitive. It's ironic. Lashon Rabbim means it's talking to every Yid. Chol Yachav Yachid. Go ahead. Since it doesn't say Lakachta, it's a Lashon Rabbim. Chihechi, what's a Chihechi? What's a Chihechi mean?
From this?
No, just like, come on, the Chihechi, just like, I want you to get everything. You got it. Just like the Darshin and Berbi Shmuel by Sfirat Omer. Go ahead. Each guy's got a count. You can't appoint another guy to count for you. It's a big, big question whether someone verbally could count on your behalf and just listen. Okay, push up shot, you can't. It's a Shilin Nachron, but push up shot, you can't. Certainly, no, someone can't do a Misa for you. Someone can't shake Arba Minim for you. It's ridiculous. Since Sphere's verbalization, maybe you could pilpul about it, but push-up shot, not either. Okay? Certainly each one ideally has to count. Go ahead. Okay, that's a shiloh whether you can say Shomekona on the actual counted. But the push-up shot, Tysus, he seems to be saying that each guy's got to count. No?
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's a good deal what we're saying. Maybe you could say Pshat and Tysus, you cannot listen to someone. You can listen to someone's bracha on the Sphere, but you cannot listen to him count. It's a shiloh with Shomekona will work on Sphere's summer. Pashim Shada shouldn't work. The special director, each guy's got to count verbally. Go ahead. And that's ridiculous. Write that down in your notes. And Tos says that's ridiculous. To say that the other days you only need one min, and you can have one guy vote for everyone else, it's ridiculous. Every day, you need all four minim, and every day each guy's got to shake. So don't give me the business everything before Rishon is what? Only applies what? To the first day. It's not true. All these dinim lekach lamachem are before Rishon, and they apply to what? They apply the whole days of Sukkot. So again, we're back to the drawing board. Why is Yavish all 7 days? And Chasser and what? Lachem is only the first day. You got me? This is an amazing, every day is amazing. But Tais Mamish being a part, it's like in the Mikros Gedolos, but Chaps and Afkeminu Din. He wants to know, what are the dinim in the board we wrote? What's it based on? You got me, Akiva? That's what he's bothered about. Yes, Avram.
Aren't we learning different things from Lakachtem? That it can't be.
No, if you think about Lakachtem, Lachem is bilis. Lakachtem, the phrase together is Tama, right? And then the halacha of what? Taking off four, we say what? Lakachtem is a lashon what? Is a lashon rabin. They're different nuances, Lamaisa, that you learn out from there. Okay? Different nuances. What'd you say? Yes, Tama. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They're not exactly the same. Okay? Lakachtem is focusing on the last one, like Yonatan said.
The reasoning of
Chasser
is the binyan lakicha tama, and on Lamed Dalet, I think it was, it says.
Right, saying there might be similar dinim that flow from that halacha. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin, a spark sometimes can the Torah can be learned out from one pasuk. Usually that's by a gadata. But you're saying you find it by halacha. I'm saying okay, maybe you can break it down when it's lekicha tama the phrase. But nonetheless, once in a while you find it. Okay, it could be it's all flowing from the same thing. Maybe it's all one halacha. Okay? But getting back to our kasha, how do you know the difference? That's what does bother me. Go ahead, Jacob. So what does he postulate? He says an unbelievable shot. Please get it. Lekach nira.
Lekach nira, the hanu tamo, mishim de yom rishon, de oraisa, de gvulin, ushar yom et rabanam, zekha mekdash.
Kedisa b'resh lulavah rava. Hilkach.
Beker halkifa, gonda minim halkifa kolakar.
Okay, so what is Tosa say? First day we shake because why? The mitzvah d'oraisa. Why do we shake the other days outside the Beis HaMikdash? Zecher l'Mikdash. So the Ikar Lakich is taking the four minim, and that everyone should do. Then we apply to what? We apply the rest of the days came d'oraisa. Also by Hadar, because it's Bishum Hidr Mitzvah. Now, what does the Magen Avraham say? Please get it down. No, Magen Avraham says Tafresh Mem Tesif Kot Chaf that the din of Hadar is a psul in the goof, and therefore it applies all the other days more than Gezel. But other Gedol Achronim say Hidr Mitzvah applies even to a mitzvah in the Rabbanim. Hidr Mitzvah even applies to a mitzvah in the Rabbanim. So it applies to what I'm going to say the ikker part of the shaking. What's the ikker part of the shaking?
The first day.
No, I'm saying, but the dinim applied to the ikar part of the shaking, taking all 4 minutes, that each guy should shake it. The din of hadar. Right? Those are what? Those are talking about what? Those are talking the ikar part, the major motif of luluf. Ava what? Go ahead, finish it up. Chasr v'shol, they didn't make a takana. Why not? Why didn't they make the takana? Please get this. Why didn't they make the takana? What do you say? Why didn't they make the takana? So those are technical. Please get them down. Chasser and Shaul are technical dinim. Whether it's missing something, or whether it's what? Or whether it's borrowed or not, that's a technical. So therefore, those were not what? Those are not enacted in the Zeichel and Mikdash frame. That's a very bechiddush what he said. The Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz adds on, I want you to get this, that it's not a psul beinayim. You understand what I'm saying? Any psul that's not visually seen, they were not misaking. So the requirement of what? Hadar beautification, they were misaking all 7 days. That's visual. That's what the Rabbeinu Peretz says, but I think it's difficult. He's saying that chas is not visual? I guess maybe you won't notice it. Okay, that's what you have to say. There have been appearances, anything that's not visual, like Shaul borrowing his conceptual, you don't see it. So I want you, again, number one, we're saying, please get it down, Matthew, before we get to the Kasha. Tosis laying down a principle that things that speak Bini, to the things that speak to the actual essence of the mitzvah, the mahus of Netila, those apply Zechel Mikdash all 7 days, like Hadar. Like taking the Arba Minim. Like each one having to grab it. Each one having to take it. You want me to write them on the board? Let's get it. What is the Mahus? Tulsa says. The Mahus, which is what? All days. Yom Rishon. Bishar Yomim are what? Number one. Kol Arba Minim. Number two. Kol Echad Notel. Number three, Hadar. That's what Tosis is saying, basically. That speaks to the essence of the mitzvah. Those apply across the board. However, Chaser, Techni. I'm going to say Techni. Technical. Chaser or Shaul, those are what? Those are technical. And the Tosis of Bin Appearance adds on, it is Nira Leinayin. Ain't no Nira Leinayin. Which we're saying is a bit kiddish to me. You can't notice that it's missing something, so Avram says it's small. Maybe you won't notice it.
And that's why the...
Maybe it's why you won't notice it. What do you say about Gezel, Jacob? Finish it up. This Tais is like a Tais on Chumash and Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat Peh. Go ahead, finish it up. Go ahead. Ube Gezel, what do you say? V'yochanan Savar. That Bez Hashem, we'll get to that when we get to that in the Gemara. But by Gezel to Machlokas in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says Mitzvah Babavera applies. Shmuel says since you Yotze Bishol, Yotze Nami Begozel. Tosso says on the last daf, I'm sorry, on Laman Alaf, the bottom Tosis, the one line Tosis, what does Tosis say? What's in essence the Machlokas? Whether mitzvah babaver applies to a what? To a mitzvah midrabanan. Shaking it on the second day and the rest of the day is only the rabbanan. Do you apply the concept of mitzvah babaver? Rabbi Yochanan says you do. Shmuel says you don't. Shmuel says you do not. So Gezel is a machlekes. But this is the breakdown that Tosis basically says. That's how we know the rules we wrote on the board. Essence, mahus, as opposed to techni. And maybe you could say near lane 9 that the rabbin appearance is addition, which is a chiddush. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, this is, you got it, Akiva? This is Toysha Shita. He wanted to know where it came from, and this is what he wants to say. It's a svara. He tried to say it came from Sukkim, it cannot come from Sukkim. I want you to get down 1 second, Matthew. There are a few other Shitas that we have to mention. Let's try to get it in before the end of the year. First, let's mention the Ramban. I gave the Ramban and the Melchamas Hashem. The Ramban and the Melchamas Hashem basically reinterprets our Gemara in the following vein. The Ramban is an amazing pshat. He wants to say that our whole Gemara is talking about shaking the lulav where? Where is our Gemara talking? In the Beis HaMikdash, correct. Excellent, Avram. The simplest reading of our Gemara, please get this down, Matthew. According to the Ramban, the whole shaking of the Gemara is dealing with the Beis HaMikdash, which you have to shake all 7 days. And you know what the Gemara says? Stolen and dry lulav is possible all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. But our Mishnah is not talking about Gvulin. It is not talking outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's later on, says the Ramban, and then Aleph from an Aleph. And therefore, the Chiyuv of Hadar is required all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. But lulav HaGazel is kosher in the other days of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because of Lachem is only on the first day. Lachem is only on the first day. And the Psul of Gezel is not a Chumra of a what? It's not a Chumra of a Guf HaLulav. The Torah is Machmer Lamaisa that we shake it as well. So Hadar, which is a Psul where? So I want you to get this down. Again, according to the Ramban, the whole Gemara is talking about what? Ramban says, Netilas Lulav, the Mikdash. Yes?
Yeah.
So therefore there's a psul of Hadar kol shiva, but there's no psul of what? There's only achein lachem rak biyom what? Rishon. Wow. That's an amazing shot. Why is that an amazing shot? Because that's not the simplest reading of our Gemara. I didn't think he was talking about the Beis HaMikdash, but that's what Ramban says. Amazing thing. No, that's how he read the Gemara. So I don't know when he came. That's what he read the Gemara. The psul of Had is a psul of Guf, but Gezel will only apply in Yom Tov Rishon. What comes out according to the Ramban? What is the din about Gezel? What is the din about Yavish and Gvulin according to the Ramban? You tell me. Only in the Beis HaMikdash does Yavish apply when?
All 7 days.
But not in Gvulin. Gvulin will not apply in all 7 days. And that's smack against what? That's smack against Halacha L'maaseh, the Raavad, and what normally we assume. We assume Yavish is a Psul B'Shar Yomim. But please get that down according to the Ramban. Raavad asks on the Ramban very strongly. But please get that down. According to the Ramban, the Psul of Yavish is only where? All 7 days Beis HaMikdash. But in Gvulin will not be. The Raavad says he's wrong. Number two nafkamina will be, please get it down, Matthew, is a required of lachem in the mikdash in the other days. According to Ramban, there is not. According to Tosfos, there is, because Tosfos says what? What did our Tosfos basically say, Akiva, which I didn't stress and emphasize? Jacob, what did Tosfos really focus on? Whether it's something's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, didn't he? Remember he said if something's d'oraisa, as opposed to the rest of the days, zechel and mikdash? Jacob, you remember that?
Yeah.
In the Tosfos, the end, you read it so nicely. He said, "Lekach nirai netam shum yom rishon diraisa begvulin shor yom derabanan." What about shivus yom in the mikdash? Is that diraisa? According to Tosfos, it bases itself on diraisa derabanan. So according to Tosfos, Akiva, shivus yom in the mikdash, is that diraisa? Yes. What do you think the din will be about lachem?
All 7 days.
According to Tosfos, where the Ramban said it was what? So guys, I want you to write it down. Okay. Again. So it comes out according to the Ramban, Bikvulin, Adar, Yavesh, Rock 1 day. Yavesh, Rock Yom Rishon. Collector's item. Ravid says he's wrong. Ravid Kolek. He says, Afilu Shar Yom. And we hold like that, Ravid. Number two, what's the other Kiddush of the Ramban? That what? Lachem, Bemikdash. I didn't write Ramban. Writing Ramban is one. Ramban is 3-2. Lachem, Rak, B'mikdash. No, Lachem, B'mikdash is what? Shivas Yomim. No. Rak, B'mikdash is Yom Rishon. Yes, but according to Tosa, since it's D'Raisa, what?
It's all seven.
Then it's all seven. All depends. If it's D'Raisa, according to Tosa, it's 7 days. Yes?
Yeah.
Tosa said because comes out according to Tosa's, that Mikdash Lachem is Kol Shiva. So a stolen one would be a problem in the Mikdash Kol Shiva because it's not yours. That's the Chiddush that he wants to point out. That's what Pashup Shah would come out according to Tosfos. Because Tosfos holds the Raisa. So if Tosfos holds the Raisa, that's going to be the Din. Halacha L'maaseh. Okay? We got that? Now, we don't have time. I just want one more sheet that we get, and then we'll continue with it tomorrow. One other sheet I just want to mention. There's two other sheets. There's Rashi. So we mentioned Tosfos, the Ramban, and then we have Rashi and the what? And the we have Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. So we mentioned again. We did Tosfos. We did the Ramban. Let's just mention the Rambam sheet. Then we'll close with that. Okay. And then we'll pick it up with Rashi's sheet. That tomorrow, 4 sheets is completely shown. We did 2 so far. We did the Tosfos, and we did the Ramban. Let's just close with Shittas and Rambam. The Rambam in Periches Halacha Tes, which we saw yesterday, has a very interesting shita, and he holds like this. The Rambam holds the following. Rambam says all the psulim of mumin are on the first day. A mum in the lulav or gezel is yom rishon. Yontav sheni, everything is fine. Everything is kosher. Yontav sheni, everything is kosher. But if it's avodah zarah, or it's usher to eat, then that's usher all the days. So you got that? Again, Ram says all the psulim and gedev and gzeil is only the first day. Yontav sheni, it's fine. It's kosher in the rest of the days. What's the psul that lasts all the days? If it's avodah zarah or if it's usher to eat. Beim berishon, beim mishar yamin. That's the Ramam shita. Halacha L'maaseh. Okay?
There's also one day then.
What'd you say?
So Hadr's also one day then.
According to the Rambam, it seems like what? That Hadr's what?
One day.
Seems like Hadr's only one day, according to Shita's Rambam. Which is, where did that come from? The Yushami that we said that what? Maybe Hadr's only the one day.
Why
seems.
Why does that imply that the Rambam says that Hadr's only the first day?
He says all the psuim because of Mumin.
Hadr doesn't have to do with the Mum. It just says.
What, Yavesh is not a Mum?
Well, it's not a Vodazar.
It's not a the Rambam Lamaisa. What does the Rambam seem to be saying? Rambam seems to be saying that there's a din halacha Lamaisa, right? That's what the Rambam seems to be saying. So we got to check it out for tomorrow, but it seems that the Rambam seems to be saying, yes, quickly, Matthew.
Can we give a shot to the Yashiv, the Yerushalmi, and Bavli, that the difference is about what's considered Chaser and what's considered Chaser? So something that's like what Avram was saying before, like a small hole in the thing that you wouldn't...
That's Chaser.
You know,
that's Chaser. Right.
And then something that clearly is makes the...
Yeah, but they're arguing much. Clearly that they're arguing. One says that it's a problem of based on Chaser, one says based on Chaser, the way Christ is saying it. So what concludes what we're saying now is the Shitas Rambam seemingly saying, we got to check it out, that is he saying that Yavish is a problem only on the first day or not? Seems like Pashup Shadi is. Well, we have to check into, and then we get to what the Shitas Rashi, and then we'll summarize the four Shitas to go biker. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Don't forget to Minchas when? 45 in Reuben?
Yeah.
No?